The next illustration shows how old A&M trusts are brought within the new regime dealing with age 18 to 25 trusts. Jacob died in July 1997. He left £1.2 million on trust for his two children, Kirsten and Leo, in equal shares. The residue of the estate was £2 million before tax. This was left to his wife, Molly. Jacob had made no lifetime transfers. The terms of the children's trust are that each of the beneficiaries will become entitled to a half share in the trust assets at age 25. Kirsten was born on the 1st of January 1983. Leo was born on the 1st of August 1986. Section 31 of the Trustee Act 1925 is excluded, so neither of the beneficiaries has a right to income until capital is distributed. No capital distributions were made until such time as Kirsten became 25 in January 2008. The trust assets were valued at £1.4 million at that point, and a distribution of £700,000, made up of cash and quoted shares, was made to Kirsten in January 2008. It is anticipated that the remaining trust assets will be worth £850,000 in August 2011. The IHT nil band in 2011-12 will remain at £325,000. The residue of the estate passing to Jacob's wife, Molly, was an exempt transfer for IHT. The children's trust set up in Jacob's will was an A&M arrangement, as the beneficiaries had either an interest in possession or a right to capital by the age of 25. The trust was set up before March 2006 and is therefore within Section 71 IHTA 1984 until the 5th of April 2008. The distribution to Kirsten in January 2008 did not give rise to an IHT exit charge. There was also no principal charge on the 10-year anniversary of the trust in 2007. The remaining trust for Leo will satisfy the definition of an age 18 to 25 trust from April 2008 because property is held on trust for the benefit of a person who has not yet attained the age of 25. The trust comes within the new regime from the 6th of April 2008. Before this, it was within the transitional rules for A&M trusts. The distribution of assets to Leo on his 25th birthday in August 2011 will give rise to an exit charge. Moving on to the calculation of the exit charge. We start with the initial value of the trust when it was set up in July 1997. This was £1.2 million. We next deduct the nil band at the date of the exit charge, which is £325,000. There were no transfers in the 7 years before the trust was set up, so a full nil band is available. The notional transfer is £875,000, which we multiply by 20% to give notional tax of £175,000. The effective rate is the notional tax divided by the notional transfer. This is £175,000 over £1.2 million, giving 14.583%. The actual rate is the effective rate multiplied by 30%, multiplied by n over 40. N here is 13. The number of quarters runs from the 6th of April 2008, being the date that the regime for 18 to 25 trusts started to apply, until the 1st of August 2011, being the beneficiary's 25th birthday. The quarters cannot start to run until the 6th of April 2008. Before the 6th of April 2008, the trust is an existing accumulation and maintenance trust and is therefore subject to Section 71 IHTA 1984, not Section 71D. The actual rate is therefore 1.4219%. We multiply this by the assets leaving the trust in August 2011, being £850,000, giving an exit charge of £12,086. Rather than waiting until his 25th birthday, the assets of the trust could be distributed sooner. They would reduce the number of quarters in the calculation of the actual rate of tax, which would in turn reduce the tax payable. There are two practice questions for you to attempt to complete this session. Answer A is false. When Julia dies, leaving her estate on trust for her daughter, This was a chargeable transfer on her death. Transfers are only exempt on death if made to a spouse, civil partner, or charity. The trust created by Julia on her death is a trust for a bereaved minor, so there is no IHT on capital advances to Lisa before she attains the age of 18. We first calculate the tax payable on Emma's death. Her death estate was £625,000. We deduct the nil band on death to leave a chargeable estate of £300,000. IHT at 40% is £120,000. This tax will be paid out of the assets left to the trustees, so the funds entering the trust in September 2009 are £505,000. This will be the initial value of the trust for exit charge purposes. The distribution of assets to William on his 25th birthday in July 2011 will give rise to an exit charge. The initial value is £505,000. We deduct the nil band at the date of the exit in 2011-12, which is £325,000, to give a notional transfer of £180,000. Notional tax is £36,000. We need this to compute the effective rate. The effective rate is the notional tax of £36,000 divided by the notional transfer of £505,000, giving 7.129%. The actual rate is the effective rate, multiplied by 30%, multiplied by n over 40. N here is 7 quarters. The trust came within the regime for 18 to 25 trusts on Emma's death in September 2009, as William was over 18 at that point. The quarters run until William's 25th birthday in July 2011. The actual rate is 0.374%. We multiply this by the capital appointment of £600,000, giving an exit charge of £2,244. That concludes this lecture on other trusts for children.